It's 28 to 8 on Radio National Breakfast, and Warwick Hadfield is back from the subcontinent. Warwick, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Fran.
And sport, a record-breaking performance by Shane Watson.
Yes, Fran. Well, Shane Watson and the rest of the Australian team are still up on the subcontinent, and the flaxen haired one that some people, they still reckon he shouldn't be opening the batting for Australia. He hit 15 sixes, and that beat the old record by three in an amazing innings, 185 not out, as Australia beat Bangladesh in the one day in Mirpur. It's the highest score by an Australian in this form of the game, and Michael Clarke, the Australian captain, he reckoned it was the best innings he had ever seen. And that's shades of Bradman on the balcony at Trent Bridge as Stan McCabe was batting, that sort of talk. Bangladesh scored 229 batting first. Australia passed that tally just one wicket down, securing a series win for the new Australian leadership group of Clarke and Watson. And just watching it all from the other end, the old captain, R.T. Ponting, 37 not out. In rugby league, Mungo Monday, Brisbane left its best for the second half yet again to beat Newcastle 17-6. The Broncos, yet to concede a second half try this year, led 8-6 at half time. With the help of the video ref, they managed to keep Newcastle tryless in the second half. The Knights had three tries turned down by the bloke with the remote control, and the Broncos scored two of their own. And that win puts Brisbane on top of the ladder with 8 points in between Melbourne and St George on for and against. The rest of the eight now is North Queensland, Manly Warringah, West Tigers, Canterbury Bankstown, and Newcastle. In Australian football, it's Bad Boy Monday. Melbourne has dumped Brett Maloney from its leadership group after an early morning incident in a Melbourne nightclub. Maloney has confessed to being asked to leave a bar at around 2:30 a.m. but has denied claims of urinating on the same bar. On the Gold Coast, Campbell Brown is facing a minimum 4-match suspension after all the incidents in the game against Footscray last weekend. There's one charge of striking, one of making front-on contact, probably all part of the frustration of realising that it's going to be a long, hard winter for the Suns. And Brown, who has a bit of a record for the rough stuff, is already on the record this time for saying he won't apologise for his behaviour. In fact, in the heat of the match, he could hardly remember the incidents. The issue these days is that in the cool of Revision Monday, the Match Review Committee members have 250,000 video angles to help sharpen their memory of things. And the Revolts, St Kilda's Nick and Richmond's Jack, are set to part with some of their hard-earned, although $900 probably hardly touches the contents of their fob pockets. Nick has been charged with wrestling during the game against Essendon, while Jack has issued the mandatory grovelling apology for giving the fabled bird to the Hawthorn bench. Jack Revolt put the incident and the rant against his teammate Dustin Martin down to, his passion to win, and the Tigers lost by 63 points. In golf, the South African Charles Schwartzel, he won the US Masters at Augusta Natural yesterday morning, keeping out the Australians Adam Scott and Jason Day, either of whom throughout much of that final day looked able to become the first Australians ever to win this event. Instead, they finished equal second, adding painfully to the list of Australians who have just missed out in this tournament. Greg Norman was quickly on the phone to Scott and Day to offer them his consolation. He better than anyone knows what it's like to finish second in this event. He did it three times to Jack Nicklaus, Larry Myers and Nick Faldo. The other Australians to finish second are Bruce Crampton in 1972 and Jack Newton in 1980. At 22, Day, already a remarkable story of overcoming the odds, he was just happy for the experience of his first Masters, the subtext being he will be back. In netball, New South Wales had a valuable away win against Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic over there, 53-46, and over here, a first for the Mystics from New Zealand, finally a win on Australian soil. Last night they beat the West Coast Fever by just 2 goals, 56-54, and that after being behind for much of the game. The win puts the Mystics in second spot on the Trans-Tasman League ladder. The rest of that ladder is on top, the Queensland Firebirds with Melbourne and New South Wales third and fourth. In basketball, Liz Cambage has joined the long list of folk from her sport making it in the United States, picked at number 2. In the WNBA draft by the Tulsa Shock. And Fran, before I go, I just have to tell you this. You have an absolute nest of fans at the Australian High Commission in New Delhi. They love you enormously. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow.
Well, in that case, namaste, Warwick, and everybody else listening. Thank you very much.